it's Cam Newton's fault to an extent. I mean, it's not like the defensive player who sacked him. He's not in the wrong. But the National Football League's in the wrong, too. I am sick of it. I despise, I loathe, I hate the preseason. Why do you need four games? If you want preseason, shorten it to two games. 4-2. Increase training camp by an extra 2 weeks. And you know why National Football League? A player has told me this. They like the joint practices. So like, let's say the New Orleans Saints had a joint practice with the Cleveland Browns, right? They like those because that's basically the terminology they use is like a high school football scrimmage. You're getting as the offensive, the number ones, the defensive number ones are getting about 80 snaps of gameplay. They just don't tackle. They're two-hand touching. The quarterbacks don't get hit. They're working on something in a game-like scenario where there's no tackling involved. The twos get work. The threes get work. The four or five strings, when it comes to training camp on the roster, they get work. Joint practices should be the way to go. Everybody should have one joint practice in their training camp book. The only issue is it does leave the fights a lot. But there's no absolute no reason to have four preseason games. Short of the two, starters can see one drive, one simple drive, and then you let the twos and the threes battle it out, and you let the other guys play two games where it's basically the XFL talent fighting for a roster spot. The preseason does absolutely nothing when it's four games long. It's too long. It's annoying. By the time you get to the third week, the only thing you're excited for is because majority of the time, you get to see your starters play for longer than normal, but that's not the case anymore. Too many people are getting hurt. And I guarantee, after Cam Newton and other players got hurt yesterday, like Jordan Reed from the Redskins concussion, or Delanie Walker, tight end for the Patriots, after last night's injuries, everybody's changing their game plans, head coaches-wise. Okay, we're going to have our starters play a whole quarter, or maybe we just have them play one drive and get them out of there. That's the mindset nowadays. It's too easy to get hurt. Speaking of injuries, even yesterday, the Packers and Raiders, like the game I was talking about, they ended up playing in Canada last night. And you know what happened? Matt LaFleur, the Packers head coach, had to pull his starters because he didn't want them to play because that field was so awful. It's a CFL field. So in CFL, the goalposts aren't where the NFLs are. Theirs are a little bit higher up. So they had to take the field goalpost out, move it back for the NFL size. And then it was all just a giant circle of turf. And NFL coaches and general managers and staff weren't having it. They ended up basically playing on a modified 80-yard field last night in Canada. And it was disgusting to watch. It was gross, and we've seen that happen multiple years back-to-back before this one in the very first game of the year when it comes to preseason in the NFL Hall of Fame game. Head coaches nowadays don't care about preseason except if you're a back roster guy. Nowadays, you can see more in practice and in those joint practices than you can actually see in the preseason games. Hashtag get rid of preseason football. Again, shrink it. Go from 4-2. Find joint practices. Get rid of the four-game preseason. That's the word. About 5 minutes, we'll have Andrew Ivins on the call to talk about Miami football. But in the meantime, some golf talk. Golf? You want to talk about golf? Well, the FedEx Cup, you know, I played golf myself. I played baseball all of high school. Could have went and played in college, but didn't. I still played on the side. I was told never, never go golfing because it messes up your baseball swing. And I'm sure Schaefer's heard this too, and anybody else that has played baseball. And then I picked up a golf club for the first time, I think my freshman year of college, with my buddy back home in Indiana. And I swung it, and that thing went right about 100 yards. And I'm like, what is this? I'd sliced it. Oh, my. It was awful. And I played and got better, and I'm not good by any means, but I can at least hit a straight iron shot.